And let's be honest, everyone's coming for the margaritas. When the sun is shining, nothing is better to pair that than a fresh margarita. And the whole thing is we want to give back to the community. And then one of my favorites, we have $6 frozen margaritas using El Bandido Yankee.
.720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio and excited to have on the line. We think about getting away, and as the weather gets a little bit warmer, people think about places they'd rather be. So many people from around the country get an opportunity to get to the Phoenix area, to the valley, to all of those surrounding areas to enjoy not only a little bit of sun, maybe some golf, certainly some entertainment and some great food and beverage. There's nobody doing it in a bigger, better way down there than Barrio Queen and all the locations that they have available. The man with his hand on the pulse of all of it, making it happen with his team, of course, is Andrew Patty. Andrew, welcome to WGN.
How's it going, guys? Pleasure to be on.
It is going well. So this is it. There's never a bad time to be at Barrio Queen. Obviously, so many great opportunities to get there, personal occasions, making memories for the family, holidays, right? But you got to think Cinco de Mayo. It's almost like the Barrio Queen bat signal is out for you guys.
It is, and it's here, and we're doing it all weekend long. We're kicking it off on Friday, May 2nd, and we're running it to Cinco de Mayo on Monday, May 5th. And throughout the whole weekend, we're going to have entertainment, amazing offers, great value, and just bringing everybody out to try our award-winning food and amazing drinks. And there's so much to do. And right now, the weather is absolutely beautiful. We're in the 70s and 80s this weekend, so not a better reason to come sit on the patio, get a nice margarita, hang in the sun, and enjoy the best authentic Mexican food you could get in the valley.
Yeah, you think about that. The selections on the menu certainly bring people in, but also it's the ambiance, right? It's just that vibe, that feel of the place. And there are certain times of the year that you can enjoy more of the area, right? You got those patios that are out there and the different locations are each, you know, as similar as they are, where they're giving people that love Barrio Queen what it is that they're coming for. Each one is unique to the area.
Oh, yeah. And no details are spared. We work with famous artists from Mexico, and they come down, and our murals are all beautiful and unique, and each store has its own identity and theme, and each store has its own queen that we represent, and then the decor and the atmosphere and ambiance is surrounded through the lore of that queen. So it's pretty cool. So if you've been to one Barrio Queen location, you could go to a different one and experience the same great food and atmosphere, but it's going to be unique to itself with different decor and paintings and just so much to see visually. It's immerse yourself in Mexico.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's part of it. The branding is awesome, and the queen is such a big part of all that. Obviously, it's Barrio Queen, but the king is the cuisine. So talk a little bit about the menu for those people listening. I don't know anybody that doesn't love Mexican food, but you guys are doing it, like you said, in a big and authentic way, but there's signature dishes on that menu that people love.
Yeah, and if you've never been to Barrio Queen, the go-to, the must-go-to, the covenant, the crown jewel is our guacamole made tableside. We've been featured on Food Network, best thing I ever ate. We've been on Food Network a bunch of other times as well, featured with our guacamole. The thing that makes it unique is we use pomegranates, so you get a nice, sweet little pop at the end of it. And the cool thing is, it's made tableside, so it's how you experience in Mexico. Server comes up with a guacamole cart. They make it the way you want to make it. If you don't like it spicy, if you want it a little more spicy, you can customize it the way you want. Sets on the table. We have our fresh made chips right there. There is nothing better than that. So that's a go-to.
When it comes to some of the other selections that are on there, because you've got, you know, chefs are working on it all the time. And you mentioned people come in, you know, the guacamole starts it off. Some of those main entrees, what are things that, of course, everybody should try everything, but what are some places for people to start or that you recommend?
Yeah, we could go all the way from, we have 15 tacos on the menu to enchiladas. One of the crown jewels, another thing is our mocajete mixed grill. It comes in the volcanic mocajete. Warm, it comes out sizzling, and it's a mixed grill of shrimp and steak, carnitas, chicken, It's a whole meal in itself, and it's very impressive coming to see that out. But everything on the menu, we now have fajitas, which is very popular. Nice. Comes out sizzling. Like, once you smell that, you'll be drooling.
Well, of course, and plenty of napkins tableside as well, right? So if that is the issue, people, yeah, there's just no shame, right? And you can go ahead.
No shame. Yeah. Of course not.
Well, you want to finish it up, and this is one of my favorite things, is the churros that you guys have there. And that's got to be something that I think people probably come in. They're like, hey, what do you want to eat today? And they're like, well, we're not having the guacamole. We're not having the entrees. We're just going to have dessert.
Oh, yeah. And the churros, the surprise they're talking about is it has a cajete sauce in the middle of it. So you expect the nice warm churro, but it has this beautiful, delicious, caramel-esque Mexican cajete in the middle. It is unbelievable.
Things that people love about it. We talked about the ambiance, the food for sure. And, you know, Food Network has shined a light on a lot of the things. And plus those just accolades that are coming, whether it's the awards locally or just people word of mouth talking about it. The one thing they always talk about is you got to wash it down is the cocktail program that you guys have there is kind of second to none, right? It's a restaurant, but it is a cantina. It is a bar, every bit of that. And you guys put a lot of thought into that cocktail program.
And let's be honest, everyone's coming for the margaritas. When the sun is shining, nothing is better to pair that than a fresh margarita. And then this weekend, we're kicking it off and we're giving the best value in the valley. And the whole thing is we want to give back to the community. We know times are tough. We don't want anyone to feel that it is not achievable to dine out. It's unaffordable. So we're giving incredible offers to have fun and celebrate. So all weekend long, Friday to Monday, we're offering $5 Barrio margaritas. We're offering $4 Coronas. And then one of my favorites, we have $6 frozen margaritas using El Bandido Yankee.
Wow. So you have the El Bandido Yankee there. Now, think about this. And for the listeners, they'll understand, obviously, here and around the country, El Bandido Yankee is a favorite tequila. But you have a great selection of tequila. So a lot of people in that team photo, one of the stars is El Bandido Yankee. And you think about the frozen margaritas. You guys are going to have the machines in there as well. So building in a little bit of technology to keep people cool.
Oh, yeah. And we took our time to craft this recipe. It is not like any other frozen margarita. This was made by a master mixologist. And then we have also flavored frozen margaritas. So we're not just using the crappy syrups. These are handcrafted. We have strawberry, peach, mango. They are so delicious. And being under the sun, there's nothing better than getting a frozen margarita. And then in addition, Dane, we wanted to tell the guests on Monday, Cinco de Mayo, in addition to these awesome drink deals, we're doing half off all appetizers that day. So once again, there is no reason not to come out. We're making it affordable. We're making it fun. We'll have DJs there that night, a lot of entertainment, giveaways, vendors coming out. So it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be at Barrio Queen.
Barrio Queen is the best place to break out the Bandido at all those locations. We'll, of course, have links up at WGNRadio.com. And Andrew, before we let you go, because you've always got the food, you've got the ambiance, you've got the cocktails, the drinks, everything that people enjoy 24/7, 365 at Barrio Queen. But for these days on the entertainment side, when it comes to occasions, you guys step it up. So do you have any, you know, I don't know, maybe entertainers, I don't want to say like fire eaters or sword swallowers or things like that, but oftentimes you'll find some cool stuff happening.
Oh, yeah. So besides the DJs, we got the live music going. Each location has unique activations going on. So make sure you check our website and our socials for the calendar. But we have the Living Katrina coming out. So you could bring your family out, take photos with the Living Katrina, where she's decorated in the Dia de los Muertos garb and face paint. It's so cool to see live. We're doing custom hat jewelry and keychain making, where we're teaming up with Harper and Honey. They make awesome custom cowboy hats and trucker hats and make it unique to how you want. So a couple locations we're doing that. One location we're turning margaritas into gelato, which we've never done before, and it is so cool, and I can't wait to see that. And yeah, there's something for everybody. So bring the family, bring the friends. Barrio Queen is going to be where it's at.
Always great food and great cocktails for sure. Incredible celebrations happening as we head into Cinco de Mayo. It's all happening right there at Barrio Queen. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And Andrew, as we let you go, give the website, whether it's the place for people to go check out the menus, maybe some of the offerings coming up at the locations, or social media-wise, places people can keep up.
Yeah, find us on all the socials, Barrio Queen, and then BarrioQueen.com. You can get more information. You can make reservations. You can order online. You can find us anywhere on the menu. We are the number one spot in Arizona, and we want to see everybody out this weekend.
Andrew Patty, he is there breaking out the bandita with Barrio Queen and everything, all of the great stuff happening for Cinco de Mayo. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.